Welcome back to Unmasked Podcast Edition. We're here with Sage Minicola,
Abby Bedell,
Kaylee Dagliacono,
and Megan O'Halloran.
Today we're going to be covering some conspiracy theories. All right, so
did you hear about that 23andMe conspiracy?
I did.
Actually, I did.
Yeah.
And the bad thing is I sent in my DNA already, so... People just think it's a way for the government and, like, Google especially to collect our DNA and get all the information they can out of us.
I agree with that. I think it's true,
because they have advertisements on Google for 23andMe.
Yeah.
Like, they're closely connected.
And they say that they don't keep our DNA and, like, it's all private, but let's think about how the internet was when it first started.
Or even, like, if you read probably the fine print, it probably says somewhere in there that they're collecting something. And nobody actually reads.
There was, so many pages that I just said, okay, accept, or, like, agree.
Yeah, exactly. I would never do that.
And the woman who found 23andMe is the CEO of YouTube. It's sisters with her.
Oh my god, I heard that.
It's the CEO. Oh,
and YouTube's owned by Google.
Yeah, they're all just one big company.
It's all, like, intertwined.
So Google already controls, like, everything. They know where we live. They know everything we search. They know what we buy. Like, that's scary enough. They listen to us. They hear this right now.
They hear this.
Are going to hear this.
Unmasked themselves. Do you hear
No, but they hear everything. Now they're going to know all of our health and information, all of our DNA.
And I heard that they're saving our DNA for, like, the future to clone us.
Yeah, that's basically when we have health problems in the future and we need our DNA because there's some, like, cure that they could use that for us to make us live longer.
Ourselves.
They're going to sell our DNA to us, like, our younger
thousands
DNA.
Thousands of dollars.
I mean, it's smart. They're not dumb people.
Yeah, they're, like, it's, like, a good thing to make money off of, honestly.
Google invested $3.9 trillion into 23andMe.
Trillion?
Trillion dollars.
Wait, that's actually
God. That's insane.
That is insane.
I'm kind of scared.
Thank God.
Good thing I didn't put myself in.
Yeah, of course I have my DNA in there. It's fun.
It's because people are curious. It's like a
No, I am curious.
And somehow, like, in the future, they're going to, like, clone us or something. Like,
they're already coming up.
They're saying, hey, talk about, like, you can clone your dog. You can literally clone your dog if you want to.
It's so scary. I watched this one video and this guy was literally saying how he plans on living forever. He plans on getting younger instead of older.
Just like Walt Disney.
Yeah, that's another popular conspiracy theory. It was about Walt Disney.
There's a theory about Walt Disney, speaking of, like, cloning and, like, bringing yourself back to life, where his head was actually frozen once he had died because while he was living, he hoped that there'd be technology that in the future would bring him back to life. Like, that's how powerful this man is, that he had his head frozen. Well, this is a theory.
People think he's somewhere in the parks. They think how much money he has
and how much power, and if he wants to be brought back.
And his connection to Disney, he literally founded Disney. There's no way.
And he just kept on saying, I just want to live forever. That was his only goal.
And it's honestly not that, like, a crazy of an idea.
And I heard about how apparently, like,
They named Frozen
to distract from Walt Disney.
Because every time you Google
Frozen,
Disney,
it would
frozen,
be Frozen
it
Head.
Would, it would be, like, the theory
and,
of
yeah.
One. But so, now it's Frozen the movie.
Yeah.
That's so smart.
So now when you Google Frozen Disney, it's totally different than what it used to be before.
What do you
the
think?
Movie,
Frozen isn't
ago.
Like. It can be called, like, the Ice Princess.
Yeah, it could be called Elsa.
Like, Elsa.
It actually really doesn't have anything to do. Like, they never say the word Frozen.
Yeah.
They use ice. It's, like, more like a snowball.
They did that to keep their reputation.
Yeah.
People Googling Frozen.
They made the movie about ice for a reason.
Okay, do you guys remember back in September, end of the summer, we were supposed to raid Area 51?
Oh my god.
Yeah. People actually did.
They got, like, detained. Like, they got in trouble for it because
there's a reason that they're guarding this area.
I'm pretty sure there was, like, an event posted on Facebook and, like, 3 million people
said
that they were going to go.
Because this area supposedly was created during the World War to test aircrafts, but now so many theorists, like, think that it's a facility for holding UFOs, like, actual aliens. Like, there's so many different stories from people themselves who came out of, like, who worked there and talk about it. Like, they shouldn't, but they do. And literally, there's this one guy, his name is Robert Lazar, and he used to work there or something. Like, he used to work there. And once he got out, he started talking about it anonymously, and then eventually his, like, name got out, and the government threatened to kill him and his whole family for talking about it, and then he had to stop. Basically, he claims that there's aliens at the site, and it's in Nevada, and a lot of people around there have also seen, like, cited, like, UFO sightings. Yeah. Just searching online.
Yeah, I've heard of, like, so many. I'm citing.
Okay, well, everyone believes in aliens, right? Like, yeah. That's a known thing. Yeah.
Well, like, there has to be something extraterrestrial on
there's
Earth.
There's some
like,
there form of life outside of Earth. Like, there has
And, like,
to
think
be.
About it. Anytime you mention Area 51, you just think aliens. Like you don't think of it as a...
Yeah, you don't think of a military
base.
Yeah.
No.
You don't at all.
Because if they did come into contact with aliens, like, where would they put them? Where would they keep the information about them?
In a deserted place in the middle of the desert.
Nowhere.
Which is what this is. It just makes sense. That's why the whole Area 51 raid, it was funny, but it wasn't that far-fetched. Like, everyone
like,
believes it.
Because,
like, it's just known that
And the fact that they made such a big deal about, like, just, like, containing them. Like,
yeah, people got, like, shot,
yeah,
I think.
Like, yeah. Got, like, in trouble.
Yeah, if you, like, come close to try to going in, they shoot you, like,
Like,
on
why
spot.
Is it so secretive?
What are you supposed to do?
Like, what are they trying to
What
hide?
Are they hiding?
Like, I just want it on.
Like, I feel like the
something's
government
going on
secret.
There.
There's so
like,
many different bases
thing.
Like that. Even the one that's, like, off, like,
even,
out east.
Yeah,
here.
In Montauk.
That's just the most
there's
notorious.
The Montauk Project. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't really know enough about that, but they have so much sketchy stuff going on around there. It's scary. Like, back in, like, the 80s and stuff, that's what Stranger Things was based off of.
Yeah, if they were able to make a whole series out of it, like, there must have been enough information and, like, speculation.
Well, they
must
have, like, they were trying to figure out, like, time travel and stuff like that because of the Cold War.
Yeah. It's cold.
To travel, like, back in time?
Travel back in time, then they were trying.
Yeah, even Area 51, it was during, they made the base during the Cold War to test aircraft.
Yeah, so they would want to test aircrafts to, like, keep their technology up, but then there was a space race going on. What if they were trying to get into space and then aliens?
Aliens.
Like, it just led to that. Like, just,
I don't know. They definitely got in contact with them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's just so many different stories about this. It just is worth mentioning.
People can't be making up that many stories.
I heard one about, like, a man, like, got, like, extraterrestrial, like, material in his backyard. And then, like, the government had to come and, like, take it. And, like, just they haven't said anything to him about it. Like, they said it was a plane crash. But, like, how could it be a plane crash?
Yeah. It's just, like, it's so suspicious. It's weird.
Something's off.
Something's definitely off.
Unsolved.
Unsolved, guys.
We'll never know.
Don't.
And Area 51 is
unsolved.
So, speaking of, like, the government hiding secrets and stuff, the Illuminati seems really plausible.
It's weird.
Some things just line up and it doesn't make sense. How they could. It has a really real background, actually. In the ancient days, like, it was inspired by French philosophy, and he decided to form an organization to protect those beliefs, which was secularism and rational thought, and it was originally called the Illuminati. It was anti-religious, it was all about self-knowledge, self-improvement, free thought, and it's considered to be a threat to the church. Apparently, in the 1920s, fascists believed it was the Jews who controlled the world. Which is kind of, like, all what the Illuminati's about.
So it originated from religion?
Anti-religion.
So they were scared of Jewish people? Why am I lost?
No.
Every time there's some form of group that is being oppressed, they think that it's them who controls the world. Like, the anti-communists believe that the communists were the ones that controlled the world. And in present day, it's believed that the Illuminati is part of a whole new world order.
Yeah, now it's like celebrities,
yeah,
like Beyoncé and Jay-Z run
like
the
most influential people.
So it's basically when like society has different groups, the majority goes against that one smaller group.
Yeah, and people believe that it can go as high as the president of the United States. Most people believe that President Bush was part of it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And some of the theories could be that it's made up of the U.S. government and the UN, and they believe that they want to take away American rights and form an all-powerful government.
It's just not that far-fetched, honestly.
Yeah, I really don't think it is.
I feel like they have some sort of backup plan with that.
There's so many theories that world leaders, like Queen Elizabeth, Barack Obama, the Clintons, that they're all...
Barack Obama's not in the Illuminati.
And do you see those posts by, like, the celebrities? They, like, use, like, the triangle, which is, like, a symbol of it, and they have the Eye of Horus in their music videos
and
stuff. Like,
subliminal, messages.
So, a lot of people truly believe that these celebrities are part of the Illuminati.
It's insane.
It just, like, even if it's not true, they easily could have that. That's the fact.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, so much power.
We don't know the true facts, but a professor that studies the Illuminati says that it used to be a real thing, but it's not a real thing today. But I just don't know.
Why would they,
like,
tell us if it was real?
That.
Yeah.
Like,
why would
they
tell
us? They wouldn't make it known. Like, they just hide it.
Well... Okay.
Well, I guess the Illuminati is
unsolved. We'll never know.
It's to end the podcast, let's talk about something a little bit more lighthearted. Do you ever remember something so vividly, but it's literally wrong?
I already know. So many times.
There's so many things.
So basically, the Mandela effect is a theory that's been tripping people out for years. And basically, it's that every time that we go into a new simulation, little things like a name getting changed or the color of something gets slightly thrown off. And then that affects our reality.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Mainly with, like, brands and stuff.
Like, brands.
Or ads.
Like names.
Yeah. Songs. Yeah. Songs, yeah. Quotes. By people.
How many times do we think the lyrics are one thing and they're completely different?
It's not just one person, it's everybody.
Yeah.
There's groups of people that just don't understand.
The theory first got its name from Nelson Mandela. Many people, after his long, successful life, thought he died in the 1980s, but he actually died in 2013. I personally thought he died a lot earlier.
Yeah, I had no idea he was still alive.
I think people are getting confused because he went to jail and then he came out of jail.
Yeah, people thought he died in jail.
Yeah, that's in 2013.
I had no idea.
I thought he died in jail.
Yeah, he.
Everyone thinks it's Mirror Mirror on the Wall, right? Like, yeah, everyone thinks
it's Mirror Mirror on the Wall.
It's Magic Mirror on the Wall.
Like, there's no
No one has ever said that. It's Mirror Mirror on the Wall. It's in songs. Isn't like.
Yeah.
They say Mirror Mirror.
It's everywhere.
What song is it?
Yeah, I saw a clip, though, of it actually saying Magic Mirror on the Wall. And I was, like, totally
blown away. Yeah, and the clip, and you just kind of feel, like, weird about it.
You're like, that doesn't sound
right. It's like, why did you do that?
Or it's just never been that just, way.
In my childhood, I said Mirror Mirror.
It's just, like,
Cheez-Its. It's Cheez-Its, right?
Yeah. Cheez-Its.
With a Z.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's just Cheez-It.
No, what? You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
See, I, even on the box, like, you picture the box in your head, I picture a Z.
A Z. I know. It's not. It's just Cheez-It.
You know Kit Kat doesn't have a dash in it?
That one, I don't understand.
No, I still don't even understand that one.
That one, it wasn't
so
like
how come our brains
dash?
Just, like, yeah. change things and add things that aren't there or change
it's,
letters?
Yeah, it can't all, it just can't be us. Like, there has to be something else that's
It's like
happening.
A simulation, like, I'm telling you.
Or the peanut butter brand.
Jif. Jiffy.
Jiffy.
It's not Jiffy, it's Jif.
It's Jif. I thought it was Jiffy.
I've always said Jiffy. Yeah, there's so many things that just don't make sense. Or like Febreze.
Febreze. With everything. It's with two E's, it's with one E. It's with one E.
Like, it's not. Like, Febreze
but
was like my favorite
stuff
thing.
Stuff that's common items that we see every day and it still changes. Yeah.
Like, no everyone way. Sees it.
We see the world, and it's not actually what's there.
Like, the Cheez-It box doesn't look right anymore.
That's just scary to me, because you really don't see reality.
I remember, like, it's Cheez-Its. It's always been Cheez-Its.
So now what happens when you have, like, a murder case, and you say, that was the guy I saw, but it really wasn't? That's your brain playing
tricks.
You're
just coming too deep.
No, it's true, though. We learned about it in psychology.
Yeah, we did learn about it in psych.
This is why they can't really take... Like, eyewitnesses?
Yeah, they can't trust
For real,
it.
Because think about it. If we're changing Cheez-Its, which we have ate our entire lives, we see those all the time.
Yeah.
We literally thought it was a Z. Like, I thought it was a Z.
Yeah.
Then you could change a guy's sweatshirt color.
Because we perceive it one way, but in reality, it's a different way. So she's saying, eyewitnesses of murder could be wrong. They could just remember it one way. I swear I remember it this way, but in reality, it just wasn't like that at all.
So think about how many people were arrested for years
wrong,
because of
wrong.
Damn, we just went deep, like, that was crazy.
Yeah, this is supposed to be lighthearted.
It's supposed to be lighthearted. It's okay.
But, yeah, the Nelson Mandela effect is kind of creepy. Those are just some examples. What else could you think of?
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Unmasked is still unsolved.
Unsolved, guys.
See you next week.